Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast World Cup coverage.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
World Cup coverage, June 22nd, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. Lionel Messi scores two goals on the 40th anniversary of the Hand of God. Spain is back on track, and join us all the way. They went to Atlanta and back to Miami in 24 hours. Jaime Fernandez, Martele, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. It's an honor, a pleasure, like so as always.
A non-stop. I don't know the last time I saw you. I think it might have been for the last World Cup. So you haven't been back to the sports guys in like 3.5 years.
Probably. I've been busy. I've been a busy guy. I became a dad.
Congratulations.
That puts more busy hours.
More pressure
and less time for a podcast, right? Even my podcast is a little bit like outdated, but. It's okay.
No, it's okay. We'll talk about that towards the end of the show. How you get Jaime and his podcast, his Instagram cast, actually. So, anyways, Jaime, tell us your experience of Atlanta. Not getting to the Spain game yet. We'll talk to Messi first. But how was the whole experience?
It was amazing. It was a beautiful atmosphere. Not only inside the stadium, outside the stadium. I saw in this video that there was a graffiti, kind of like a mural graffiti about the history of Spain with the best goals and kind of like the past mixing with Lamine Yamal and Nico, which is the present and future. It was very nice graffiti. Behind that, there was Casa España. So it's kind of like a particular fan zone for only Spanish fans. I mean, even that they allow access to other fans, but it's kind of like the meeting point for Spanish fans in Atlanta. It was great. They used that for the first two games, and now they're going to Guadalajara. But it was great. Apparently, some fans told me that the first game was a little bit less people because, you know, it was a Monday at 12, but this game, it was a Sunday. It's a day to party. It's, you know, everybody was there. We were a lot of fans, and we actually met the day of the game at 9 a.m. there to start heading towards the stadium. That was a like little nice walk, 20 minutes all together, singing, getting together and cheering for Spain, wearing your ultimate jerseys or your vintage jerseys like me. It was good. It was so fun. And then, of course, everybody was confident. I mean, Spain can mess it up a little bit once, but they're not going to mess it up twice.
I want to remind everyone, this is Jaime's second World Cup game for this tournament. You went to Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, which you saw them twice. You saw them
once. Yeah, I actually saw Saudi Arabia twice.
So, and Jaime's known to get tickets. He's been to Champions League games. He went to the Euros before. So he has no problem getting these tickets. He has three tickets for this tournament. What's the third one going to be?
No. I already went to the first, these two games, and now I have for the next round, round of 16th and round of 8th.
Four, not just three, four. And they're both in Miami or they're in different cities?
No, the next one, it will depend on where Spain ends up, if it ends up first or second. They even offered me a ticket to go to Guadalajara, but I kind of rejected because too much travel, too much money, and too much outgoing in and out. I have a family to take care of.
which Mexico will not be too foreign to you because you're half Mexican. So that's you know, that's you've been there before, done that. But anyways, let's start with Lionel Messi. Just scored 2 goals against Austria. He's the only player to score 5 goals. He missed a penalty. But Jaime, your thoughts over this run from Argentina and Lionel Messi?
I mean, there's no other words than he's a genius. I mean, what Messi did today again, almost scored another hat trick if it wasn't for the goalkeeper, which he kind of tricked him because apparently the goalkeeper stays until the last minute to either pick left or right. So he stayed in the center, and then Messi in the last minute, he's like, okay, so I'm shooting towards the post. And that's why he probably missed it. He always like to wait a little bit to see where the goalkeeper is going to go. But in this case, the goalkeeper was smart. He was waiting until the last second. But besides that, I mean, like, I saw Messi with a lot of energy, a lot of speed. He's crazy. Like, all the plays goes through him, as always. But, again, he doesn't have mistakes. It's just crazy how good it is. And, again, he surprises everybody with that second goal because it looked like he missed it, but then he got the ball again. He shoots so hard that he went through 2 or 3 players. So, fantastic game by Messi. I pretty much enjoy watching Enzo since I hear rumors about Real Madrid.
I've been hearing those too.
So, Enzo is a great player. I really like how he played today. And Lautaro, man, how hard work he did today. He's crazy how much he runs for Messi. So, again, when you have a team plays for you and a team that sacrifices for you and a team that idolizes you and everything is that surrounds you is all about you, imagine how easy it is to play football.
Yeah, you got to have that support, those role players. You know, Michael Jordan had it, LeBron James, now Messi with his team, more veteran team. I think majority of the starting lineup, Jaime, you know this, played 3 years ago in Qatar. So this is very good for familiarity. But do you see this Argentinian team being, I mean, which I haven't asked you this yet, but are they in your top 3-4 teams to win the World Cup?
Honestly, when we have to be honest with this, right? When we do this type of like, how do you say,
predictions?
When we do these type of predictions, you always have to pick from the beginning. You cannot be like, oh, now I think Argentina will do. So that's not fair, right? So from the beginning, honestly, I didn't put them.
Wow.
I put France, Portugal, Brazil, and Spain.
Okay.
Now, if you ask me after this second, because we need to let everybody play, it's true that Cristiano didn't start the right way and Portugal, the entire team, but they still have 2 games and we will see after the 3rd game how they do. But of course, so far, Argentina demonstrated 5 goals, 0 against. So they are favorites. They are favorites. I mean, I put them in quarterfinals, but I thought it was playing, if I'm not mistaken, against either Brazil or France. And I don't know why I have a feeling that Brazil is going to do great this World Cup.
Brazil, yeah. I mean, I have some optimism for Brazil, Jaime. I know because you know Carlo Ancelotti really well. I like him too. I think he can turn things around. I think the striker, I think they got to stick with Cunha up top. Yeah. I wish I had João Pedro, but that didn't happen. And I think getting Neymar was a mistake.
Well, yeah, but they have enough team. They have Endrick that barely played 20 minutes. He didn't even play the first game. And if you put that guy the entire 90 minutes, I guarantee you he will score. The other day he scored when he was in offside. But they have so much talent. I don't think they're going to miss Neymar. But in one of these games, if they're winning 3-0 and Neymar can play 10 minutes, they will definitely give them the chance to be part of that squad, you know.
Yeah, and I definitely concur where you're going with this. I think Neymar brings that veteran leadership in the locker room, encouragement, that role. So, and now with the 26, now you're allowed to have 26 people in the roster, you're able to squeeze in some players and wiggle room, you know. So, not everyone's going to play, you know that. So, Anyways, let's go to the game of the weekend. Spain beat Saudi Arabia 4-0. A goal by Lamine Yamal. Al-Yazarbal scored two goals and an own goal by Saudi Arabia. They came out swinging the first half. I think all goals were scored. No, not all. Probably most of the goals were scored in the first half behind me.
Three in the first half. One at the beginning of the second half.
Yeah, this game.
I mean, it was a beautiful game. I got to be honest. I thought Spain played really good the first game too. The difference between Spanish game versus Cape Verde and this game is that the Spain scored very quick. So when you score a goal right away, when there's like 5 or 10 minutes playing, you have more chances of being the type of game that you want to play. Because you don't have any more the pressure of, we need to score. We already scored. After 1-0, Spain started playing, and I was telling my friends, like, I don't care if they touch the ball now. They can touch as much as they want, because we're already winning. The problem is that when you are not winning and you keep touching and you are not effective. But yesterday they were effective right away. And then I think it was the second or the third was a beautiful masterpiece, like passing from Cucurella and then I don't know who passed it in the back and Olmo passed a header to the second post and then Oyarzabal scored it. It was a beautiful goal. I think Spain playing like they played yesterday, very solid in defense. Pau Cubarsí, he's a genius. He's a future Beckenbauer. I love him, how he plays. And Pedro Porro was better than Llorente the first game. So Gavi didn't play a single minute. I mean, kind of, they are pointing players that didn't do good in the first game. Let's be honest. That's a little bit of what happened in the first game. It's true. Not everybody plays at a good level as this game. But this game was, like, amazing.
What do you think happened with Cape Verde? Because yesterday they tied Uruguay 2-2. Is this a good team? That's why Spain couldn't score against them. What were the thoughts on that?
I feel they are a very strong defender team. They can defend. They're good. They are very athletic and very strong guys. So you can be athletic, but, you know, like, not strong, but these guys are athletic and strong guys. They have, if you see their bodies, are like, damn, I will go with those guys to the war. So it's crazy. And on top of that, you add a goalkeeper, 40 years old, that he's doing so good in this World Cup. But listen, look at yesterday. They were able to tie against Uruguay, and the goalkeeper did some save, but it was not as good as the first game. But yesterday they didn't need him as much because they demonstrate that they can also know how to score goals. And I'm pretty sure they're going to beat South Arabia. So we're going to see probably Cape Verde playing against Argentina in the next round.
Quite something. Let's look at the table here for Spain. They're sitting up top with 4 points. They haven't clinched to the next round, I believe. But they got Uruguay in second place. Quite something. They haven't played well. Cape Verde 2, Saudi Arabia 1.
Well, they're second place, but let's be honest. The last game is against South Arabia, which anything can happen. South Arabia can win 1-0 and they will qualify. But the normal thing I feel is going to be that Cape Verde is going to qualify. And then I would not like to see Uruguay out of the World Cup. But, man, let's be real. They need to beat Spain. I don't think with a tie they will pass, but who knows? They might pass with a tie. It's just quite. We just need to wait because that last game of both, it could be a crazy score. Not what we expect.
Yeah, no, it's quite something. I could definitely see Uruguay pulling it out. They had two draws, one with Saudi Arabia and Cape Verde. You think they're able to beat Saudi Arabia?
Let's see. I think so. I think it will be a very tight game.
It will be.
They both. The good thing about they know whoever wins that game, they go through. 100%. So that's going to be a battle. That's going to be like, we need to win that game. They cannot tie. I mean, because a tie might work for Cabo Verde. But I think they're gonna both fight for a win. But when you both fight for a win, maybe sometimes you die.
That's a quote right there. All right.
Definitely a tie will work for Cabo Verde also. I think with a tie, they're going to qualify as a best third team.
Do you think Darwin Núñez should start next game?
Oh, no. He's terrible.
I know that.
He's terrible. I don't like him.
He plays for in Saudi Arabia. He'll be probably heading to Europe for next season. So we'll see what happens.
I went to the first game of Uruguay, and trust me, that guy didn't even touch the ball in the first entire half. I was like, I would be ashamed to play my World Cup with representing my country not even touching the ball. Like, that's crazy.
Quite something. All right, let's go to Group G. Yesterday, Belgium tied 0-0. New Zealand lost against Egypt 3-1, one goal by Mohamed Salah. This group is interesting, Jaime, which is why I'm kind of bringing this up to you. This one of the tightest groups in the tournament. They have 4 points with Egypt. They turn things around. Iran 2 points, Belgium 2, New Zealand 1. How do you see this group forming?
Well, it's pretty good, right? It's a good that demonstrate that it's kind of tight, even though we thought that Egypt and Belgium were going to, you know, do very good here. By this point already, we might thought they would both have like 4 points at least. But look what happened. Belgium weren't able to win, and at least Egypt came back from that game that they were losing. So, I mean, kind of if you think about now, the third game is Egypt playing against Iran. So with a tie is enough for Egypt to qualify. So I don't think they will play for a tie anyways. They probably going to win. But Iran has been playing okay. I mean, it's not their best football, but they demonstrated they tie versus two rivals. But the problem is, like, I don't know, this last game, I don't see them beating Egypt, but who knows? Again, like, the good thing, what I like about FIFA and this, they do it in the Champions League, is, like, all the games they play at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, meaning like all the games of the same group. So that way you can also play with that. You know, if you see that, I don't know, let's say in this point, Egypt is scoring 4 or 5 goals against New Zealand. So you obviously going to think, okay, I can tie with, you know, who's playing? No, Iran is playing with Egypt. So again, yeah, if you see Belgium right scoring like 4 or 5 goals, Iran, they might need to know that they need to win in order to qualify, because Egypt is most likely already qualified. They with a tie, they will be good. So we'll see. This is a very it's tight. This group, nobody's qualified yet. So
yeah,
it's kind of nice the fact that maybe Belgium and Iran wins, and then Egypt ended up as third in the group. With 4 points, that could be also a good result for Egypt.
Possibility. And it was quite something. What's up with Belgium? They got the stars. They got Lukaku, Kevin De Bruyne. They've not been able to win a game in this tournament.
Well, I heard Doku was not able to play yesterday because he left the team to go see his son came to this world.
Yeah.
And that's one of the players that
is that's the main player almost.
As today is the best player from Belgium. Because you have the best goalkeeper in the world, Courtois. But if
who
you
plays
think about it, like, yeah, if you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, like, it doesn't matter if you have an amazing goalkeeper if they don't even shoot to you. Like, so, no, but yesterday he did a couple of saves. But I think Belgium is still probably will qualify, you know, playing against New Zealand. I mean, that's what it is. If you're not able to beat New Zealand, you're good to
you
go.
Should be out of the World Cup.
Exactly.
Well, there you have it. That match will be on June 27th, I believe. This for Friday. I think this Friday, yeah, because the Colombia plays on Saturday at 11 p.m. Have you been watching those games late, or do you kind of skip it and wait till the next morning and watch the highlights? Like, how do you do
this?
No,
these I've been seeing everything. Santiago,
no way.
You know me.
You beat me to it.
Yeah.
I can't do midnight games.
I know, but
sorry, but not
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Well, I gotta be honest. The 2 days ago, Japan against Tunisia, I watched the first goal, and after the first goal, I fell asleep.
I told you it's difficult.
But I knew they were gonna beat Tunisia.
If we have Jaime on, we gotta talk about Real Madrid, and they've been making some moves a lot. They got a new president about a couple weeks ago. They got Mourinho officially hired as a coach. He's been making moves, I believe, himself. They signed Mark Cucurella, Ibrahima Konate, Bernardo Silva, and Denzel Dumfries. Your thoughts over these new players coming in?
They're good players. They are, some of them, they are the best in their positions. I mean, Cucurella is one of the best left mids. And Dumfries is top three, I will say, in Europe. For me, the best is Hakim at Traf. But, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, last Champions League last year, Dumfries basically he cooked here the entire Barcelona team in their hands. So,
which is not a bad thing.
He's a player that knows and is still very fit. I saw him yesterday playing against Sweden. He gave two assists. I mean, a player in a World Cup that gives two goal assists, he demonstrated that he's probably one of their best in their positions, you know. We're not talking about midfield. We're not talking a second striker. We're talking about a right back defender giving two assists. That demonstrates a lot. And Cucurella, the same. I've been following Cucurella for so many years. I remember him at Eibar. He was one of the best players. He was so young and so good and crazy talented. And he fights for every single minute of the game. And
instrumental for the Euro win 2 years ago.
Yeah, fundamental for that win. And let's be honest. I mean, since Marcelo left, like it's difficult to find who is the right guy. Carreras came last year, and we didn't have the best season. For me personally, he did okay. He did good. He could do better. Yes, he could do worse. Yes, but he did good. But also, he didn't justify this $55 million that they paid for him. I think Cucurella, right away, he's going to justify in 5 or 6 games that we pay those $55 million for him. So let's see how Mourinho proceeds with those left backs, because I think it will be stupid to keep both. And then Konate is a great defender. I think
I know that.
He's about the same level of Huijsen and Rudiger. And he's also very young, very good. Like physically, he's like a bull. So I feel it will be important to have a player like that. And finally, Bernardo Silva. You know what you get with Bernardo Silva. He's one of Guardiola's favorite players. And he's part of the attack. He's part of the defense. He's part of the organizing the team, the experience. You got a great guy that assists. He has also great shoot. He's going to score a lot of goals for Real Madrid. And, I mean, think about, some people say he's old already, but let's be honest. I mean, he's 31, or he might turn 32 soon. But again, like players with 32 now are the players that we used to live 20 years ago with 28. 100%. Players with 28, they used to retire with 33.
Yeah.
Now players with 31, they retire with 36.
That was sports medicine and everything. Improved.
So if you think about these, like we're signing a player that he's gonna give you a value or at least 3 more years and a good level. So I feel if you think like that, he's a good player. Now, if you wanna be negative, yeah, you can be negative. You can be like, okay, if this guy gets any injured, he's probably gonna be very tough to recover after playing probably like 800 games in his career. Like, he's an experienced guy, but I like him as a player. I think he could bring a lot to the table. But we need a midfield. We need a good midfield, organized. Like I feel like a Toni Kroos,
Which I heard a rumor, and I think you heard this too. Luka Modric returning to Madrid. Is that something you've been hearing?
No, but not as a player.
Okay.
If you read that rumor, you didn't read the rest.
I didn't read
the
whole thing.
Okay. No, he's coming back probably be part of the kind of the organization.
The staff or front office.
No, more than staff. I feel like the connection between the board of directors and the players.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Very respectful guy that knows Real Madrid in and out. I feel it could be very important for Real Madrid to bring Modric back.
And to bring a point from this banner, Cucurella is, now that he signed with Madrid, now Spain has a Real Madrid player in the roster.
Exactly. So. And he scored a goal yesterday, even that they didn't give it to him, but he scored a goal.
All right. Real Madrid has people letting go, as Jaime said earlier, the letting go of Dani Carvajal, David Alaba, who plays for Austria, Dani Ceballos, and Fran Garcia. Are you sad they're gone, or is, hey, man, it's done?
Oh, you heard already Garcia is out?
I heard. Forgive me.
I didn't know about that one. You see? This is good that I connect to the sportscast in the best sportscast in the U.S. because I didn't know about that one. So
I'm trying to beat Madrid Extra, by the way.
Yeah. It's good. It's difficult.
So your thoughts over these guys leaving?
I mean, they did what they could do. Some of them, they were legends. They did history, winning two Champions Leagues. Just you can ask any elite players how many Champions Leagues they won in the last 10 years. They probably will tell you one. And this guy, Alaba, he won two. And Ceballos, I think he didn't play that much, but he probably won four Champions Leagues.
Probably.
So it's good. I mean, Carvajal, of course, is I was the first one at the stadium that game, crying like a baby, because he's a legend. He's a legend that we saw him as a kid. He actually was the one that put the first stone of the new Real Madrid training campus. And he's been growing up, demonstrating. They loaned him 1 year to Leverkusen. He was actually picked best defender or best right back of the Bundesliga that year. So we brought him right away, and after that, it's history. He won six Champions Leagues in 12 years. That's crazy if you think about it now. Six Champions Leagues in 12 years. That means you're winning one Champions League every other year.
That's pretty good.
It's insane.
Only in Madrid, though, you can pull that off.
What Carvajal did is insane. If you think of, like, with those years that he played. No, a little bit more, sorry. Yeah, because he entered in 2014. In 2024, 26. Yeah, 12 years. In 12 years, he won six champions. It's a bit crazy.
That's awesome. Well, it seems like Jaime is okay with these people leaving. New generation, Mourinho. So before we go with Madrid, is Mourinho the right guy? You think he's going to, you know, win some more championships, you know, bring back championships to Madrid?
We need somebody that fixes the locker room, fix the attitude that some players are having, and fix basically a couple of things. But most important thing, even that you think that these players, they are winners and they know how to win and they know how to win titles, which they demonstrated already. I mean, we won the Champions League 3 years ago. It's not like we haven't won in 10 years like Barca. I mean, Barca fans, they can, you know, they can be mad, but Real Madrid players, they can.
No pun intended.
Real Madrid fans, they should not be mad. But we're very used to be in the top, and now we are not in the top. That I agree with that. But what Mourinho really is bringing is the winning mentality.
Yeah.
You will think, yeah, the majority of the players have that already, but no. Mourinho had that type of mentality that make you believe that you are really the best at what you do. And that is what you need. Like, stop bullshitting about everything. Just focus on the game. Focus on winning every single game of the year. It's not about, oh, let's win the Champions League. No, you need to win all the games. As a Real Madrid player, you should win every single game of the season. Now, it's true. Sometimes you don't win. Things happen. But you cannot have the season that Real Madrid had last year. It was losing against teams that they are not better than Real Madrid. And that could happen one time. But I remember Real Madrid were losing like three or four games in a row or tying with teams that are, you know, are in the second division now. Let's put it like that.
Albis Tete is one of them. I remember, I think for Copa del Rey game.
Yeah, but they lost against Girona.
Yeah.
Worse.
And what do you think is top priority? Winning La Liga or the Champions League?
No, I mean, again, it's not about the titles. It's about the image. And it's about making the fans happy again and proud of their team. And it's so simple. You don't need to focus on Champions League, on Liga. You need to focus on, I mean, I like this because this a lot of people hate Simeone and his mentality, but it's very true. Like his mentality and his saying is always partido a partido, game after game.
That's simple.
It's simple. It's, you just need to focus. This game, we need to win. The next game, we will see. The important thing is we need to win this game. It's like now, a lot of people is like predicting what's going to happen in the World Cup. Oh, Mexico's going to, and the U.S. is going to play. Wait.
One game at a time.
You just need to beat the next game.
That's it.
Because guess what's going to happen if U.S. lose and Mexico lose this third game? The doubts are going to be there. But you want people to get, like, you know, excited about your team? Win this game. Even if you don't need it, you're already qualified, but win this game. Then people will consider you that you are really going after this World Cup. Like, you will see if Mexico or US wins this third game, they will demonstrate that the mentality is there and they can win the World Cup. But and guess what? Whoever is gonna play against US and Mexico, if they know they came from winning three games in a row, how do you know you're gonna play that game? With some fear, you're like some respect.
Momentum. That's what Jaime's saying. Jaime's telling the U.S. you got to beat Turkey.
Yeah, they should.
Big bust of the World Cup. Turkey and was another team. Anyways, we'll worry about that. Predictions first. France versus Iraq. France is doing good. Michael Olise is connected with Mbappe. They won two in a row. No, I have one game. Who do you think will take this one in Philadelphia?
Who do you think? You don't need to ask me that.
I didn't do that. Like that. We'll just say friends.
I actually put it's going to be a 6-1.
6-1. There you go. Michael Olise to Madrid. Is that possible or too much money?
It's a wish that will not come true.
I know Florentino wants him, but
Bayern wants him too. But let's be realistic.
Yeah, let's be realistic. We can have all the toys.
Exactly.
Norway, Haaland versus Senegal, Mane. In New York, who you got?
That's a tie for me.
That could be a very too. The Champions of Africa?
It's going to be a very good clash of player versus players. Like, very, very good. Very good game to watch. I recommend it tonight.
Tonight. Tomorrow, Jaime, Portugal versus Uzbekistan. And let's talk about Ronaldo. Should he be in that starting lineup?
Yeah, for sure. Wow. For sure. Ronaldo needs to play. He didn't do that good the other day, but trust me, give another game to Ronaldo, like, especially this against this team. Come on, Ronaldo should score a couple of goals at least.
Against Cannavaro, he's the coach of that team, by the way.
Yeah, the coach, but not a defender. You can always do as much as good as a coach, but trust me, the defenders are not going to be the level of Cannavaro tomorrow.
All right, I guess I'm against Portugal. I got Portugal. England versus Ghana in New England. What do Boston. You have in this match?
I think this could be a tie too, but you know, it's going to be a close game. I think I would say maybe 2-2 or 2-1 for England.
Yeah, Ghana has Emmanuel. England's loaded, though. They look pretty good.
Ghana won already.
They did win a game.
And they have the factor of the name of the team means wins in Spanish.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They do have that. They got to win. So, well, there you have it. And then Panama, Croatia, Toronto. Modric look pretty slow. So that's why Madrid's not going to get him. But who do you have for this match? Should they start him?
That was a good joke, too. So, definitely Croatia. Croatia will. I mean, they play very good against England. It's just like England has more, I will say, more
higher power.
More power, yeah. More speed. And better players make the difference. Look at the other day, they didn't play with Saka and Rashford, and Saka and Rashford were two of the best players this year in the Champions League. So again, being able to have those in the bench. So the next game is going to be the opposite. Probably Saka and Rashford will play in the 11 star, and then they have Gordon and, I don't know, Eze or any other player that they can do very good.
Well, there you have it. A lot of good games till the end of the week. Jaime, what is the best way to reach you online? I heard you still have an IG and you still have a podcast.
Yeah, let's go with the IG. It's Dame Bola Podcast, as you can read it here under. If you put that in Instagram, it will pop up a green logo. That will be me.
There you have it. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Instagram and X. Yeah, so you're going to four games. You don't think that last fifth game, if Spain goes to the finale, would you consider going to New York?
I will consider. I will have the same chances to go to that game that to finish my album.
I am doing it too. I have 200 left. How many do you have?
Oof, I have a lot left. Probably like 250.
Oh, there you go. I'm taking my time. There we have like 6 weeks in total in this tournament. I've completed like most of it, like 70%.
Well, we need to hang out.
We got to hang out and trade. And maybe we can finish our albums together.
If you have some dubs, I have some dubs, we can exchange.
Well, there you have it. World Cup coverage. Jaime will be back next week. Good insight on Real Madrid, on Spain, the World Cup. He gives objective. Jaime has respect over Messi. I know that. So.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyways, this was your update. Thanks for coming on, Jaime.